for coming. This is Santiago Palacios, who is joining us from Ecuador. He is an energy healer, as well as he has extensive shamanic training. And we're going to do an event today where there's a combination of what I bring and what he brings, and what all of you are bringing here: angels, guides, energetic templates. We have the Vesica Pisces in the center. It's the perfect balance of masculine and feminine. So for the channeled meditation portion, just making sure you're grounded down. If you're seated, feeling your feet on the floor, feeling Gaia beneath you, feeling your ground, your root. And if you're laying down, just feeling Gaia holding your entire body. On the backside, feeling yourself almost as though there's a magnet pulling you down in. Ground. Can only go as high as you go down. Must have the roots to support the flight. So for those of you that haven't been to any of the channel meditations, I never know what's going to come through. There may be periods of time of stillness and silence. There's a strong energetic template, so just tapping into that. So coming within, dropping down from the soul seat, just your high heart, feeling into your soul's longing. On the sternum, above the heart, below the neck, the soul seat. Find that seed there. What is your soul's longing? You may not be able to articulate it. It may not have words, and words are not important in this realm. Rather, feel into that which calls you. That which wants to take flight, allow you to soar. Tap into that. And once you've connected, felt into that power of your soul's signature, your soul's purpose, your soul's longing, allow it to drop down, plummet down into heart center. Let the seed be planted in heart center, your soul's longing, into the black velvet void, the divine feminine, the sacred space that is the womb of all creation. The void that is teeming with life, the void which makes manifest all that is unmanifest, the nothing that holds the everything, the divine feminine. Allow that seed of your soul's longing to be planted in the womb of the divine feminine of the void, at heart center. Feel it drop in and root into the dark black velvety void. It is nurtured there, it is nourished there, it is sustained there. It grows within. Within the void, with infinite space to become. With infinite silence to be heard. With infinite breath to be breathed. How big can your longing become in these fertile grounds of the black velvet void at heart center? The possibilities are endless. There are no limits. So you feel the divine feminine that is the black velvet void, and then begin feeling into the divine masculine that is the generation, the birthing, the manifestation of that longing. The explosion, the birthing, the manifesting, the becoming. There's the space which holds so that then it can become. So you see in this space, you have the Vesica Pisces, and where they intersect is the womb of all creation. It is where you come from. It is where everything comes from. It's where everything is born. It is how the divine manifests. Feeling into this oneness. While the divine feminine maintains her center and the divine masculine maintains his center, yet they are still one at center, where they merge, where they intertwine, where they overlap. We have this all over creation. Tap into the Kundalini energies coming up the spine, the masculine, the feminine, weaving in and out, the sacred dance that takes place. Every intersection is the unification, the sacred communion of masculine and feminine. It is the yin and the yang. In action within us, in every cell, in every atom. One does not dominate the other. They are in perfect equilibrium. They crave the other. They seek the other, yet at the same time maintain their center, their self. They are at once experiencer and embodier. They are at once their selves and one. They are at once their unique, individuated energy and oneness. This is exactly how the universe operates. It doesn't make sense in the linear plane. You have to go beyond dualism. So feeling into that longing, that sacred longing, your soul's longing that's planted into that black velvet void at heart center, the divine feminine holding that space, that sacred space, where the divine masculine energy comes in and manifests and births and explodes, creates, becomes. The Vesica Pisces. Now, feeling into the third circle that holds them together, the divine. The dance. It's the backdrop for the backdrop. And that is where surrender takes place. Surrendering into something higher, surrendering into that third circle which holds all of it, which holds the divine feminine, which holds the divine masculine, which holds the oneness. It is the space that holds the space that holds the manifestation. So like a woman's egg that has something to say about the sperm that comes to her, that has something to say about the DNA that's activated within her, the divine feminine space has everything to say about that which is manifested within her. Simply by the energetic template that she holds. We all have the sacred divine feminine, divine masculine within us. What template is your divine feminine holding? What space, what vibration? To attract, to support, to nourish the birthing of the divine masculine. What space would best support your soul's longing? We don't always pay much attention to the space that supports that which is birthed, that which is manifested, that which is created. But the space is everything. We feel into our longing, we feel into what we manifest, we want to have manifested in our lives, what we feel our purpose is, possibly. But what about the space? What space can you hold that will allow that longing to be manifested, that will allow that purpose to come into fruition? That will allow you to live the life that you are born to live, What space are you holding? And if that which you long for is not showing up, consider shifting the space that you are holding to one that will support your soul's longing, your divine purpose, that which you long to manifest in your life. Be the space. If the space is stillness, if it is profound peace, if it is bliss, if it is nothing, no thing, complete void, with purity, if it is love, hold that space, hold that frequency, be that with every breath, be that in your internal landscape, and your external landscape will start to show up in kind. You see, it's never about the external circumstances. It's never about that. It always comes first from within. What is your internal landscape? And if you do not like the external landscape that you are seeing, shift your internal landscape. Shift the space that you hold. It's all about the space. Holding space for your longing. Your precious, precious longing. What space best serves? Hold that. And when you be in that space, you'll begin to notice that life shows up differently. It can only show up in accordance with that frequency, with that space. You realize not how powerful you are, what creators you are. It's the space. Hold the space that is in resonance with who you are, with that which you want to manifest in your life. And you will come to see that you are not just holding space for yourself and your longing. You will come to see that you are also holding space for others, for this planet. You will start to see shifting happening, transformation happening all around you. That is who you are. That is how powerful you are. Become the conscious creator you are meant to be. That is how you're designed. You are constantly creating. Make it conscious. Make it in alignment with that which serves you, with your longing. Do not wait for others to change for you to get what you want. Do not wait for external circumstances to become different in order for you to have what you want, to be who you are. That's backwards. That's not the way the universe is designed. You are already creating. Become conscious of that which you're creating. What space are you holding? It is like a garden. Tend to the garden. Tend the soil, water, that seed that is your soul's longing. Nourish it, provide it what it needs. Tend to your sacred space. Feel the brilliance that you are, the light that you are, the divine creator that you are. And know that nothing is beyond your purview. Nothing is beyond you. Nothing is beyond your ability to create. Nothing. Be that accountable. Be that aware. Be that precise in your tending to your sacred space. Pull the weeds when they come up. If there is a thought that does not serve, pull it out. It is a weed. It's not meant to be there. Allow those soils to be rich and pure. Hold that space. Know this to be true. You are meant to be a divine conscious creator. You are meant to have the life that you came here to live. You are meant to experience and embody who you truly are. You are meant to experience the divine creator that you are. You are meant to feel pleasure and bliss and joy in all your creations. Full heart. Full beautiful bodies. Brilliant pure mind. And the sacred, sacred space that you tend to first and foremost. It is the birthplace of all that you long to have in your life. just feeling the sacred space, the energy that you want to hold, and holding that vibration, that frequency. And listening to the sacred music that comes through as Santi plays for you. Whenever you're ready, whenever you're ready.
It's also when I'm playing the flute, it's also something new.
Thank you. heart center, that sacred space that you've cultivated and tilled and tended. Feeling its roots, feeling it rise and grow and manifest. Feeling your heart fill. Fill with your longing manifested. Filled with the joy of creation. Filled with your unique expression of this beautiful creation that you have cultivated. Feel the fullness as it expands 360 degrees around, beyond your heart, into your energetic field. And beyond, keeping the expansion while the center remains at heart center, expanding from that center 360 degrees all around. The joy, the bliss of your creation. Feel it manifested in the world. Feel how others experience it. Feel the gift that you have brought to their lives. Feel how the planet is different because of that which you have manifested. How it is fuller. The divine tapestry that you are a part of. All these intricate individual threads making up this whole, constantly creating, and receiving the creations from others. And the beauty that is this divine symphony, all these beautiful manifestations, all these beautiful creations. And the harmony that is produced. From our collective visions, our collective creations, our collective music, our collective heart songs. Do some shamanic cleansing and group healing work. this sacred space that you choose to embody, because it cultivates your soul's longing. Feel the resonance in the room. Feel the space. Feel your new space within. And notice how the space without also feels because of the space you hold within. Because of the space that we collectively hold within. Feel the purity, the sacredness, the profound peace of this space, this within space, this without space. And know that this is here for you always. It's available to you always. We always get to choose the space that we create within. And also manifest around. And when everyone is ready, it's just starting to feel your body, your feet on the floor, or your backs against the earth. You're ready to flutter your eyes open. Please be careful.